Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program, of course, is called Straight Talk, and we do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tekakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net, that streams our signal 24-7, 365. Well, if you haven't met this guy yet, you need to meet him, because he really has a very interesting life story that is beginning to blossom into a new business enterprise that gets underway tomorrow, when we will be part of the new opening of Get Fit with Troy. So who else could we be talking about but the one and the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Troy Harris. How are you, Troy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Wow, what a great introduction.
Are you nervous at all about tomorrow's big event?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
I'm super excited. 14 months in the making and... Just ready to get started.
Just ready to get started. Yeah. Well, first of all, let's start off and tell everybody a little bit about you. Now, I can tell the audience that I met Troy Harris, oh, my God, 25 years ago. I don't know how long it's been. It's been a long time ago.
It's been
ago.
A long time.
When I sashayed into the YMCA over in Charlotte Avenue, and there's Mr. Get Fit with Troy himself. You were a trainer over there, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. How many years were you with the Y?
Well, you know, I was there 4 years as a regular member.
Right.
And then I was there 4 years as staff.
Okay.
And 2 more years as a personal trainer. Then I went out on my own.
All right. And then you went to your first location was there on Black Street somewhere.
Caldwell.
Caldwell.
Yes.
I missed that one.
Yes, sir. What a yoga center is now. Was there.
All right.
A 4 year.
Okay.
And then I went to Black Street.
Went to Black Street. And you were at Black Street for how long?
I was on Black Street for 3 years, but I also had a studio in Fort Mill at the same time that I had one in Rock Hill. Black Street and downtown Fort Mill.
Okay.
At the same time.
That spread you pretty thin, didn't it?
Oh, well, you know, I learned a lot, you know, learned how to run a business, and I was trying to build a staff, which was hard to do, being a personal trainer, you know, you're trying to replicate yourself, and that's hard to do, you know. You would think that people would be super excited to have the opportunity, but, you know, you got to get up early.
Hell yeah.
You got to stay up late.
Yeah.
You got to have the passion and the energy, and what I learned at the Y is that I just didn't get here overnight. You know, I started from the bottom, and hey, a lot of people, they, you know, they don't want to start at the bottom. They just want to come right in, you know, and get it.
You know, it's, what's so interesting is I guarantee you that I could put around this table people that were in personal fitness, people who were in the police department, people who were in broadcasting, in the restaurant business. They would all say the exact same story when it comes to working, you know, getting a staff and getting them up and running. One of your hardest issues is dealing with people. No question about it.
Yes. Huh?
But you're right about the early morning, because I can remember many a time coming down Black Street at roughly 5 a.m. in the morning when I'd on my way to work, which I still do today. And there you were. Your lights were on, and there were people in there that you were giving a great wake-up call to.
Hey, I tell you what, it's an honor. It's an honor to have the opportunity. I know for me, it's a miracle. It's a blessing. It's incredible. You know, for me to be in a situation where people think that much of me to be their trainer, to be a trainer, I kind of backdoored into this just by taking advantage of my family membership that my wife had at the Y.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I had just got my third DUI.
this guy, he really has quite an interesting life story. You had a tough time in your earlier years.
Yes.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
But then something snapped, and all of a sudden, boom, you realized, hey, I got a life to lead, and I can't lead it the way I've been leaving it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I would say about that is I just didn't make good decisions. My mom passed away in July, and she did a phenomenal job, you know, in raising me. I just made bad decisions.
Yeah.
And fortunately for me, after I got the third DUI, which I was blessed in so many ways. And, you know, in life, it's like you have a choice to make the right or the left. You know, it's like, you know, God said, well, Troy, you can make the right. You're going to do right. If you make the left, you're going to go off to the left.
Yeah, exactly.
And I spent a lot of time going off to the left, and that was the results that I was getting, you know, the DUIs and the drug possessions and bad relationships, not even able to maintain. And finally, when I met my wife and I got that last DUI, it clicked. And I was like, if I'm better to keep this woman, you know, I better go ahead and so I made the right choice this time. And when they had me go to Keystone, they said, well, hey, how much do you spend? How much do you spend on drugs and alcohol? And when I added up, I was like, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. It's wow. Time to get this thing up.
Well, good for you. Now, how many years ago was that, roughly?
February will be 21 years.
Good for you.
21 years will be good February. I hadn't had a drink or drugs or anything like that. I've been drug and alcohol free 21 years this February. In May, it'll be 25 years that I've been married. And I've been personal training for 15 years.
Awesome.
And so I've truly been blessed. And I think it's important for me to tell and let people know. You know, a lot of times they say, oh, that's Get Fit with Troy. But sometimes, you know, I want people to know the real Troy, you know, my story, my testimony, my
sure.
background. And I've had people call me that had problems with their kids or whatever the situation might be, or spouse, or, you know, with drugs and alcohol. And that's what I want to do. I want to inspire, you know, and encourage people that, hey, if you can take a drug addict like me from Boyle Hill, and now, you know, I have a fitness center that's comparable to Planet Fitness and Go, that, hey, anything is possible.
Yep, it absolutely is. And it's a great, great story, and one that a lot of people should pay attention to, because the issues you talked about, you know, drugs and alcohol and all that kind of stuff, it is everywhere. I don't care what your background is, rich, poor, white, black, it don't make any difference.
It don't matter.
It's everywhere. So what you are is a testimonial.
Yes.
To, I can do what I want to do as long as I put my head to it.
Yeah.
And you got the right support system, which you obviously have with your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been blessed, you know.
I should be interviewing her.
Yeah, well, we might be here a long time. You know, I'm very thankful for her. Man, she put up with a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and probably still do.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful for her.
Well, tell her to buckle her seatbelt, because you're getting ready now for the ride of your life called owning your own business. Okay, so you left, you did Caldwell Street. You did Black Street. You're in Fort Mill. And then a light went off one day, said, look, I got to consolidate this. And
exactly. Exactly. You know, in Fort Mill, everyone, you know, mostly wanted me to do in-home training.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't need the space.
Right.
And so, hey, I say, let's consolidate. And I can still be a little closer to Fort Mill by being on Anderson Road. What? At the time, it was 10 minutes from Anderson Road to cross over the bridge.
So you had a place on Anderson Road, too?
I have a place on Anderson Road right now.
Oh, God. Whew,
yes,
okay.
I have a place on Anderson Road where we're currently doing the boot camps and the kids' athletic training that I've been over there. I've been on Anderson Road now for 4 years.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Left Black Street.
You've been all around town, haven't you?
Yeah, been all the way all around town.
So let's get to current where we are. How did you end up deciding I want to go right where the heart of all the activity is going to be, which is the University Center?
Hey, listen, I haven't gotten here without thinking that, you know, anything was possible.
Right.
And one of my clients mentioned the fact that, you know, they was doing everything over there, and they was looking to put a fitness center over there. And so I inquired about it, and the power that be felt good about me being there and say, well, hey, we're willing to give you the opportunity. Of course, it's going to cost. And fortunately for me, I have been positioning myself over the years, and I was able to do it financially. And the rest is history. It's a phenomenal opportunity. We exceeded all my expectations as far as going from a personal training studio now to a fitness center that's open 7 days a week with 20 staff, and changing the game in fitness. Changing the game in fitness by providing each and every member an opportunity to get a personal training feeling. And what I mean by that is that when they come in, they're going to get help and assistance. You know, you remember when I was at the Y, I never trained you, but I spoke to you. We formed conversations, you know, friendship. And I think that's very important to make members feel comfortable.
Sure.
So when I was at the Y, you saw me vacuum, cleaning mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was preparing me for now. And so that's what I want my staff to do, to come in, make sure that each and every member is recognized. And if they need anything, a towel, or want to know how to use a piece of equipment, we're changing the game in fitness, because we're going to make sure that every member gets an opportunity to really learn how to use the equipment and work out.
All right. So you are located in the Lowenstein building, right on the main floor. As you say, the same floor that the White Horse is in, but you're at the other end.
They're on one end, and I'm on the other end. I'm on the Family Trust end.
You're on the Family Trust end, which is good. Needless to say, there's plenty of parking available at University Center, not only underneath the building, but you got 800 brand-new spaces that are opened up right there in that brand-new parking garage. And there's going to be at least two more parking garages in the University Center block right there.
Yes.
Before this is all done. You got hotels going in over there.
Yes, yes.
You've got restaurants galore. They're going to go in. There's going to be housing.
Super excited. Super excited.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yes, sir.
A whole bunch of stuff. Plus, you've got 3,000 to 5,000 people coming in every weekend.
Every weekend.
For some tournament, one tournament after another, and that all gets underway sometime later this month.
No, actually, this past weekend, they had a huge volleyball tournament this past weekend over there.
Really?
Yes, sir. They're rolling over there now. So it's going.
All right.
Super excited.
Super excited. So when we come back from our mid-program break, we're going to go through what it is when I walk in to get fit with Troy. What are you going to do besides scream, we can't help this thing? And that's what we'll be doing the second half of our program as we continue our Straight Talk broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Diet will be one of the big things we talk about on the next half of our show. Now, these white letters tell everybody how it's done, Troy, and we all say it together on the radio. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Ah, she's got it back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. EdgeUp is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in EdgeUp today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily EdgeUp transfers. Log in to Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's business class internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company with 50 years of corporate support and 20 years of local presence. Only one company with 8 trained and certified water mitigation techs on call and ready to respond to your loss 24/7, 365. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140.
Here's an idea from Substation 2 for your next business meeting.
Box lunches are perfect for your corporate outings. We include a 6-inch sandwich we put in a side. You get chips, potato salad, macaroni salad. We throw in a cookie. You get some tea or lemonade with that. It's basically a complete meal in a box.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop. Troy Harris with Get Fit with Troy, our guest this afternoon. He is opening his brand spanking new facility over in the Lowenstein Building in University Center. How long have you been working on this project, Troy?
14 months.
14 months?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Last October, we went into talks about getting it. And here we are.
Here we are. Now, I want you to describe. I asked Troy off air. I said, how big is this thing? And then I said, you said, what? And how many square feet is it?
7,000 square foot.
Now, to give you an idea about 7,000 square feet, that is, what did we say, about three times?
Three times the size of the Y.
Of the Y Fitness Center.
Yes.
It's bigger. That's about the same size, or a little bit bigger. Then the whole OTS media complex down on White Street.
Wow, wow.
That's good.
It's huge. It's huge.
All right. So, and because this was basically a brand new building, you could set it up any way you want. I mean, you had 7,000 square feet of empty space that you could set up any way you want.
I drew up the designs myself humbly. Humbly. I did draw up the designs. We have a front desk. We have showers and lockers. We have a cardio room where we have group classes. We have a room that's for free weights. We have a circuit training room.
What is that? What's a circuit training
room? A circuit training room is where we have a clock that goes off every 3 minutes, and you get to hit 13 different pieces of equipment.
Oh, my God.
Including the rope. So you get to do a spin bike. You get to do the elliptical, you get to do the treadmill, you get to do a chest press, you get to do a leg press, you get to do an ab machine, every piece of body part, you get a chance to do.
So a one-hour workout, you've been worked out.
45-minute workout.
No breaks in between.
A one-minute break to go from one piece of equipment to the next one. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a workout.
So it's actually 52 minutes. So let me be – I know we got some mathematicians out there, so let me straighten it out.
That's great. That's a circuit room.
It's the circuit room. And then also our floor, the floor is – I would say the floor is
– floor to ceiling?
25 to 3,000 square feet by itself. Where the free weights –
yeah.
I mean, the machines and the treadmills. We have 10 treadmills 10 ellipticals.
You just have to go.
Five recumbent bikes.
What kind of bikes are those?
Recumbent.
What is, I don't even know what that
those
is.
Those are the bikes that you sit down in, kind of low, and kind of just pout on.
Yeah.
And we have five of those. We have two stair climbers.
Okay.
And then also, we have a personal training area, which is enclosed and glassed. And so we like to call that the...
Fishbowl.
No. The...
We stumped him.
Nope. I'm having brain lock here.
All right.
But it's for the... you got to be special to get in there, you know.
Well, I see.
Yeah, so that's the presidential, something like that.
Oh, the presidential suite.
Yeah, you got to, everybody can't go in there, you know. Your membership ain't no get you in that personal training room.
All right, so what are the hours of?
The hours are 4 a.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then also, we're open 7 to 7 on Saturday and Sundays.
7 to 7 Saturday and Sunday. Wow, we... So you've got an existing membership base already.
Yes.
You're closing the Anderson Road facility?
No.
No?
No, we're doing boot camps over there, and I do a lot of kids' athletic training.
Okay.
And so we continue to do that. But right. What happened is, over the years, we've done a lot of boot camps. And, of course, everybody get personal training with me because of the cost. And the fitness center provides me with an opportunity to be able to help a large number of people without having to personal train them, but at the same time giving them that personal training feeling. That's what I meant. We're a fitness center that's giving you a personal training feeling, where my staff will come in and make sure, you know, it's no more going to the gym and saying, what I'm gonna do, you know, I cannot do this, I don't know how to do that.
You're gonna walk in and they're gonna tell you, stop talking, get on that machine and get
right.
going.
That's right. You know,
and if you're going to get fit,
yeah,
you got to get on it.
That's right. And so we want you to get the, your money worth instead of going to one of these other gyms and you're in there and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to turn on the machine. I don't know how to lift weights. And you're not going to come back like that. We want you to continue to come back.
That's the whole idea. You know, this morning when you were on Palmetto Mornings with Patty and Lucas, one of the things that you touched on is so, so important, that getting fit is a lot more than just getting on a machine or getting into an exercise routine. It's very important. But the biggest thing is what you're taking in, what you're eating. Is that going to be something you're going to work with the people on?
Most definitely. You know, I'm trying to, you know, let them know that it's really better to focus on eating than just to get a membership and work out.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way. It's more important to focus on your diet. And I don't like doing diets. You know, I mean, you don't have this conversation before. And so what I try to do is encourage people to do my fitness pal or Weight Watchers. Your diet is the most important thing.
Wow.
And there's no way around it. It's no way around it.
Well, and in fact, to give a plug to Charlie here, that's one of the neat things about having lunch here at Substation 2. If you put it on their Weight Watcher system, it's really low, really a low number of points with most of the menu items that you have here. So eating fresh, eating healthy is smart. Eating a lot of fruit is smart. You got to stay away from the fast food stuff.
Yes.
You got to stay away from the sweets and what have you. But it doesn't mean that you can't have one every once in a while.
Exactly.
But it's just like you said this morning on the radio, you had too many of them over Christmas.
I did. You know, and so I'm on that fruit and vegetable now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When I went over here, I was like, should I eat something? I'm like, no. You know, you can't eat that. You know, no meats. You know, I'm just eating fruit, vegetables, nuts,
yep,
and beans.
There
right
you go.
Now.
Right now. You're cleansing your system.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So if I walk in to get fit with Troy tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to be doing a live broadcast down there tomorrow on our sister station, Interstate 107, from noon until 2 o'clock, I believe, is when we're going to be down there. You're looking at me like you don't know anything about this.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
All right, so when I walk in, I'm going to be overwhelmed just looking at what I'm seeing out there. Somebody's going to have to take me by the hand. And what's the process? What are you going to do with me? You going to weigh me in first? What are you going
to
do?
No. We're going to just encourage you to get on a treadmill or get on one of the other apparatus and just make sure that you know how to work it. Yeah. You know, something just that simple, you know.
And don't kid yourself. I mean, these things are so techno-savvy, these machines. Yeah.
You know, we just want to make sure that you know how to work it. We want to give you an orientation. We want to make sure that you feel comfortable. That's the most important thing, is that the staff acknowledge you, and that when you come in on that floor, that you can feel comfortable just getting on something as simple as a treadmill, because, hey, it's not simple anymore.
Well, I'm sure the other thing you're going to do, you're going to ask something like, are you having any particular issues? Like, my back hurts.
Yes, of course.
Or,
yeah.
I'm just not strong. I'm not walking the way I want to be walking, or whatever. That's all part of the conversation.
Of course. Yes, it is. You know, we want to do an assessment, get an idea of what you can and what you can't do, and also encourage you to do some things that you hadn't thought about doing. And we have some machines there that if you can walk through that door, you can do it. And it's very simple. And, of course, you know, with me being a personal trainer and having the relationships with so many people over such a long period of time, is that when you come in there, you're going to see so many people. That's a reflection of each and everyone that's listening to this broadcast, that it's going to make you feel comfortable when you come in and say, wow, okay, yeah, I can do this.
Now, are you going to have a sound system going? You're going to have TVs or whatever?
Oh, we have TVs, right, but we won't have any music. Okay. You know, when you're dealing with a lot of people, it's hard to please. You know how that was at the Y. You know, I put it on the 7th station. I'm rocking and rolling. But, you know, the kids come, they're like, man, what is you listening to? So we got away from that and get fit with Troy. And because all the TVs are Bluetooth accessible.
Okay.
And so that way, you know, you can come in, you can listen to your own music.
Right.
And if you want to watch TV, you can change it. We got 50-inch TVs in there, so, you know, we...
That's great. And most people bring their music in anyway on the phones.
Of course.
So they're all ready to go.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is very... I mean, you got to be excited about this, pal.
I am super excited. I'm humble. I'm very thankful. I feel very blessed. I want to just say that out there to anyone that has ever spent a dollar with Get Fit with Troy, I'm truly thankful, and this is an example of me over the years making good decisions with excuse me, with the money that I made over the years. You know, being able to have a fitness center that's comparable to Planet Fitness, Gold, any fitness center anywhere, not just in Rock Hill. And I would recommend that you come by and see it. It is a phenomenal place, and it's your place. It's for the regular people.
And remember, it's locally owned, locally operated, and that means a big, big difference versus some kind of a franchise.
Yes, sir.
When you got the man who owns it right there making sure it's run right.
Yes.
That's exactly what you want. Well, congratulations, buddy. The you open officially tomorrow morning?
Yes, right. Yes.
You'll be there at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning?
I'm going to be there at 3:45.
I might just stop in early and say, are you really here?
I'm there. I promise you I'm there. Be there.
We'll be doing a live broadcast there again tomorrow from 12 to 2 on our sister station, Interstate 107. And we'll all be down there to officially welcome you into the University Center area.
Well, I thank you. And once again, I'm humbled. I've been blessed to have the opportunity. It's a miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, Troy, you got this down now. We're going to do it one more time. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week here at Substation 2. So after you finish your workout at Get Fit with Troy, come on up here to Substation 2 and get yourself a fresh sub or sandwich. Right, how do we do it, Troy? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Guard.
Everybody's got it. Have a wonderful day. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.